Hey, where's your outlet? So I can plug you in on this week's episode of Smiley Said It. Today's date is July 6, 2020, and we're going to get into a few things. Today's a good day, a really good day, and it's Monday. So that's different. Typically, people believe that Mondays can't be a good day, you know, just because it's Monday. You never know what's going to happen, so let's go right into it. And yellow cut when it's shooting time. Sign up, it's recruiting time. Big whiz with a suit and tie, and them big things got two inside. Fuck wrong with these hope. Don't do coke, I don't blow. Don't tell, I show. And it's nothing left in life, folk. Four wings, some french fries. Hard sauce, some ketchup. He telling and he hiding, but real, I catch it. Cop rawies, don't test drive them. Don't home this, can't best buy them. These that I roll with, don't let a single thing get by them. Kingpins and them drug lords. Shot town, no gun laws. Broke bitches that talk shit, now them the bitches I stunt for. Malcolm X daughter came at me, looking as ain't happy. Rolled up with some Latin kings and some essays and them plain khakis. Now see, if I, a black girl, can rap a lyric to one of my favorite verses from Nicki Minaj, if I can rap one of my favorite lyrics from her without saying the word nigga, white people can too, right? Right? It's possible, and it still sound good, you know? I'm not a rap artist, so sorry for like the flow and everything, but you know, I try my best, you know, whatever. If you're not black and you really feel like you can't, you know, rap to music and rap to lyrics, you know, about, you know, shit that doesn't pertain to you, then it's possible. It is possible to skip over certain words, you know, when you're rapping lyrics that don't pertain to you. I've been to plenty of concerts, you guys, where literally it's mostly white people and, you know, at a rap concert, and all you hear is the word nigga every other sentence. And you just look around, you're like, now you're not high enough, you're not drunk enough to not know better. You can't be, because you go into these concerts knowing, you know, who the artist is in their music, right? You know what's in the lyrics. And people show up to these concerts and being like, pretty much fuckless, right? Because in their minds, in the minds of white people that attend rap concerts or even R&B concerts that have the word nigga in a lot of the lyrics, they really believe like, oh, no one's gonna be my ass. Nobody's gonna touch me for saying the word nigga. But I feel like that's changing. I feel like after this whole quarantine is over, I feel like once concerts and festivals, you know, presume back to normal and stuff like that next year, most likely, by the looks of it, I'm gonna sense a lot of shifting in regards of people saying the word nigga that don't belong to them, right? I feel like the climate will change. I'm not gonna have to yell and cuss out people in my proximity around me at festivals and concerts. You cannot say that by saying, you're not black. What are you saying? What are you doing? Right? I'm not going to fight nobody, but I'm going to check your ass. You know what I mean? And I have. I check people at the last time that I remember checking somebody was at SZA's concert. Yeah. When SZA had her concert during the Control tour, I believe it was like in New York City. Yeah, it was in New York. And I cussed out like two white people. It was a white girl and a white boy. And I was like, don't fucking say it if you're not black. What are you doing? What are you doing? Like, you really believe like, oh, no one's going to check you. Well, here I am. Hi. No, no, no. None of my presence. I can't, you know, obviously cuss out every single white person at a sold out show. But if you're standing next to me, beside me, behind me, in front of me, and I hear you saying it, I'm going to tap you on your shoulder and being like, no, give you the little finger, the little wave, that little wave, like, nah, nah, chill, chill. Because once this show is over, y'all going to be so surprised when you get your ass beat by the wrong person. Not by me, but if it was somebody else that was passionate about people using that term and they're not black, some people don't play that shit. So take my warning, take my little, you know, finger waving in your face being like, nope, nope, Nope. I don't want to hear that. We're not tolerating that whole, oh, it's part of the lyrics. Why do you guys get to say it? Because we took the word nigga back. We claim it. We claim the word nigga back. We're not calling each other niggers. You know, we're not calling each other niggers, a.k.a. Doja Cat. And I'm still baffled at the fact that people still support that girl because she just came out with a song with the City Girls. And the City Girls are ignorant as fuck as well. So I'm not even gonna get into their asses today. But the fact that people are like, oh, she looks so good in the music video. Oh, the beat is so good. Oh, the song, she looks so good. So I'm just gonna throw out everything she fucking said about black people. I'm just gonna throw out everything she said because this beat is so good. It's so cunt. That's another thing I'm gonna get into. But the fact that people really just be like, none of that shit matters because it's entertainment, you know, because if you guys don't want other people saying it, why, y'all know what it is. To me, that's being lazy. It's being super lazy when people be like, well, y'all call each other that word, well, why can't we? And if we don't want other people saying the word nigga, we need to take it out of our lyrics. No, that's gatekeeping. That's policing. That's gaslighting. We're not doing that. We can call each other that because, again, it's our culture. It's our music. So we have the right to say whatever the fuck we want in the community, right? If we use a certain term in our community as black people to each other, to other black people, in America, the term nigga was, we took it back, right? For the black Americans, right? Our ancestors in this country, our ancestors were called a nigger, okay? They were called a nigga, right? And we took the word back, we reclaimed it and took it. Not saying that every black person uses that term, and not every black person has to use that term, and not every black person has to agree with using a term. That's fine. I don't use a term in every sentence, but there are circumstances that I do use that term, nigga. So if you're listening, listen, that's it. You ain't got to use the word yourself. If I'm listening to a song, right, and it's in Japanese, and Japanese people have a certain term, right, that they use for each other, as a black person, I can't use that term. I'm not going to debate them. I'm not going to debate their culture. You get what I'm saying? I can't debate why they use their term for each other because it's not my place. I'm not part of their culture. I don't have a say-so. But for those who believe they have a say-so, that's that colonizing privilege mindset of being like, well, I don't give a fuck about your rules. I don't give a fuck about your culture because it's me. Because it's me, so I'm going to fucking do whatever I want and disrespect the fuck out of your culture and appropriate it. I don't give a fuck what you feel. I don't give a fuck what you think and how you're protecting your culture. Me, as a person that has privilege to jump into it, shut you down about your own culture, that is crazy. That is crazy. So what we need to stop doing is correcting people. But unfortunately, you have black folks that allow their white friends and their white POC friends to say the word nigga in their presence, right? Especially if you're a person of color, by using the term nigga, some black folks will literally let you say it, right? And then when you have other black folks telling you like, nah, you can't, they act mad confused because they use that term, they use that excuse. Well, my black friend let me say it, so what's the problem? Yeah, well, not every black person respects their blackness. You know what I mean? Like, not every black person respects their blackness and their culture. Those are called coons, okay? Those are called coons. I don't care who you are, all right? If you let your white friend say the word nigga around you, if you let your white POC, white person of color friend, your Asian friend, your white Latinx friend say the word nigga, you're a problem too. What are you saying? For me, like, again, going back to Doja Cat, I've seen tweets, I've seen comments of people still supporting this girl, whatever, and y'all know how I feel about that bitch. Y'all know how I feel about her. All right. First I was like, let the South Africans deal with her because she's South African and half white. She's not a half Black American, a half white person. So I'm like, let that be their fight. All right. Shout out to my South Africans. But let that be their fight of her fucking being half South African and half white and fucking calling, you know, people niggers. Like I said, for me, it's accountability over entertainment. For me, it is Blackness over entertainment. I don't care how much I used to bop to your songs. If you do some fuck shit that goes against the race, saying some crazy shit and start being in chat rooms with other white folks and using the term nigger to the point where the white folks are looking at you like you're crazy and uncomfortable, that's a problem. Right? In that chat room that girl was in, the white folks in that chat room were looking at her. The white men were looking at her like, oh, we're not. Oh, okay. All right. And people easily be like, oh, we forgave her. Let me read a comment. Somebody was like, oh, I thought we canceled Doja Cat. And then somebody was like, nah, we give chances to the talented. We all make mistakes. And she's slaying the second chance. Let me break down the ignorance to that statement alone, because there's a lot of fucking ignorance around that. And again, if you support people that are problematic as fuck, that's fine. But what you're not going to do is justify it by fucking being dumb, right? Like, for me, I love Azealia Banks' music. I do. Like, 1991 will shit on Doja Cat's entire existence. 1991 by Azealia Banks is that girl, okay? Ooh, la, 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 flirting with a cool French dude named Antoine. Want to taste a pastry, chocolate croissant. I really fuck with her music because her music is good. And when she is actually talking on real shit, she be on it. And when she's problematic as fuck, I give her ass a break and I don't defend her. And I let people take over whatever the fuck their thoughts are. And I be like, yup, you're right. Yup, she's fucking dumb for this statement. And I keep it moving. But she's also a Black American woman. Like, she's also a darker skinned Black American woman that a lot of people shit on and don't give her the same chances that they do for lighter skin complexion women such as Doja Cat, right? We see it. Let's not act like colorism don't play a part in cancel culture and problematic people, because there are still people that canceled, right? There are still people that canceled Azealia Banks, but yet have no problem standing up for Doja Cat. And Doja Cat said some crazy shit. And her apology was bullshit. And y'all know it. Y'all know her apology was bullshit. She took like 3 or 4 days to respond back. And it was a written apology that I'm pretty sure, right, that her people wrote for her. Because when she got on video for that little live video that was like 40 minutes or whatever long, it was bullshit. She tiptoed around the actual problems. I know when someone's apologizing and mean that shit. Right. And I also know when someone's apologizing because their bag is at risk, because they don't want, she knows that she don't give a fuck. She don't. So it's amazing to me that people are actually stand up for her. You know what I mean? The way that they do. But anyway, let me break that person's comment down. I'm not going to name them because it's irrelevant. I'm just trying to dissect the logic here. No, we give chances to the talented. Who said that? I know that Real Housewives of Atlanta moment at the table with Candy and Portia and them. Who said that? 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 We don't give chances because someone's a talented person, and that's the problem, right? People giving people chances just because they're talented, just because their music bops, right? Like, that to me is trash. It is. That's my opinion. Smiley said it. That's trash to me. We all make mistakes. What type of mistakes are y'all making where y'all fucking just throwing out fucking racial slurs at your grown ass adult age? Like, how is that a mistake? No, it ain't no mistake. All right. That ain't no mistake. That's just fucking ignorance. Call it what it is. Like, that is ignorant, right? To be a biracial person and throwing the term nigger around in front of a white audience like it is nothing, right? So she used the whole doxing thing. Oh, I got doxed. As if that changes anything that she said. It reminds me of people that cheat, right? And then you go through their phone, right? Your partner's phone. You find out that they're cheating on you. They get mad at the fact that you look through their phone, but not the fact that they cheated on you. Like, you still cheated regardless of how your partner discovered it, you still cheated, and you should be dealt with by not being fucked with anymore. So for me, yes, it's wrong to dox people. Yes, it's wrong to, you get what I'm saying, go through people's phone. But if that person decided to do it, Look, if you're looking for something, you're going to find it. The fact that this person said, and she's slaying this quote unquote second chance. Who the, she's slaying the second chance. The second chance ain't got shit to do with it. How she's slaying her second opportunity to get, win back her black audience has nothing to do with her talent. It has everything to do with how, are you still in these fucking chat rooms with these white supremacists? Right? Are you still doing the same shit? Like, that's how I give my second chances, is by learning from them. Not because you came out with a dope ass video, right? Not because you came out with a dope ass single. I want to know what the fuck you did to better yourself and to educate yourself that what you did was fucked up. I haven't seen anything since then. She was for the Black Lives Matter movement. Again, political performances don't shock me. They don't tickle my fancy. They don't scratch my bean. They don't flick my bean. They don't pleasure me. None of that matters. Like, you protesting has nothing to do with the fact that you still were in a chat room with white supremacists throwing the term nigger around and using the term FAG, right? Using the F word. All right. Disrespecting the gay community and all this other crazy shit. So she can dance. Who gives a fuck? Millions of other black people can dance that aren't even giving the attention to. Plenty of other people can. Talent doesn't equate with fucking apologizing. Again, let me say that again. Talent doesn't equate to responsibility. It doesn't equate to owning up to your shit. It doesn't make a difference to me. Homegirl said on Twitter, Doja Cat ain't say nothing about black women. In parentheses, as far as I know, I will keep streaming. The talent jumped out. And then another black girl responded and said, I've been streaming Doja Cat. Never stop listening to her. She's my favorite artist. All right. The fact that Doja Cat is her favorite artist. Doja Cat is her favorite artist out of all these legends that we have in these streets. Okay, Doja Cat, and she's not a kid. She's not even a teenager. This looks like a grown woman with her titties out. And before people start saying I'm sex shaming, or whatever that, nah. I'm simply saying that because I expect a comment like that to come from literally a child or a teenager, not a grown-ass fucking woman, all right? So her, you know, showing her boobs clearly indicates, I hope, that she's an adult. But the fact that she said Doja Cat is her favorite artist, I am judging you. Like, no way. In my Whitney voice, no way. I want to see their seats. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Doja Cat is her favorite artist. Like, Doja Cat, out of all people, nah. All right. Let me stop. Let me go back on homegirl that said Doja Cat ain't saying nothing about black women. But she said something about black people, right? Whether it was to a black man or about a black man, she still feels the same way about most likely black women. Blackness doesn't matter what gender you are, right? Blackness has nothing to do with your gender. It's about the blackness. And she said, as far as I know, exactly, as far as you know. That don't mean you know everything that goes on behind closed doors in her home and how she talks about black women. You don't know what she'd be talking about. If she can easily talk about black men, you really don't believe that she's easily talking shit about black women? You really don't believe that. Right? Doja Cat ain't saying nothing about black women. So it's okay for her to say shit about black men, though. Right? It's okay for that. It's okay for her to call black men niggers. Really? Really? And she said, I will keep streaming. The talent jumped out. No, girl. The stupidity jumped the fuck out on your behalf. That's what the fuck jumped out. You know what it's giving me? It's giving me very much of, it doesn't affect me. I'm minding my business, right? It's happening to black men, so it couldn't happen to me. I'm not a mother, so I can care less about how black women are 4 times more likely to die giving birth compared to white women, right? They will soon be talking shit about you too when it's your turn. Trust me, that's how it works. You know, it's very much giving me, I'm going to join in the problematic group for endearment. I love, and that's the thing, is people love being problematic just because it's endearing on social media. Like, they will dead ass be loud and proud, loud and wrong, and loud and ignorant because it's endearing. It gives them clicks. It gives them attention. It gives them the vibes that I'm fuckless. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. So I'm unstoppable because I support this problematic person and I'm trash. So I don't really care. You know what I mean? Most likely you're the same way offline. And most likely I wouldn't fuck with you offline. If that's your energy, if that's the vibe that you give, being like, I'm endearing and I'm problematic and it's feisty, it's sexy, it's very sexy, it's very giving me, I'm a bad bitch, but I also support problematic people. Social media is a weird ass fucking place. Let me tell you, social media is a weird ass fucking place of people that literally have no fucking, like, they just, people just love being obtuse. People love being obtuse. And I'm not, again, in this climate, 2020, the climate that we're at, I'm not taking my foot off of people's necks. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to speak my thoughts. And if I see some fuck shit, I'm calling it out. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your race is. I don't care what your gender is. If you want some fuck shit, I'm calling you out. That is some fuck shit right there. That is some fuck shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to lie to make a point. I'm not impressed because you go against the grain for betterment of yourself, right? For the betterment of your taste in music. Like, you need growth, not being in, you know, the realms of the, they did it, so I'm going to do it. You know, giving me, like, very much like, you know, when your parents told you as a kid, like, if someone jumps off a bridge, well, you do it too, right? Because a lot of people are supporting this problematic person, you're going to support them too. Right? You're going to discard your beliefs. You're going to throw that shit away because, you know, you're one of the very few people that actually stand for something and stand for it for good and don't fucking just fall over it over a couple of days or a couple of weeks because this problematic artist that fucking said some racist shit is just now popping with a new music video with your favorite problematic city girls or whatever. No, I still believe what I believe. That's what I'm saying. Like, cancel culture and accountability are two different things. I said this in my last podcast. Two different things. You know, cancel culture, people love to be like, oh, they made a mistake. Let me just forgive them because they just came out with a new song and it's so good. I cannot just not listen to it because, again, I lack the taste in music. You know, my taste and variation of music is so minimum that I have to listen to this person's music because it's so damn good. I promise you can probably find like 10 songs that are similar to Doja Cat and the City Girls bop. The thing is, a lot of people don't know a lot of artists. They don't. A lot of people don't dig for really good music, whether it's independent music, like indie music, underground music, or you get what I'm saying? They don't follow their suggestions off of their Spotify playlist. Like, they don't take the suggestions that iTunes, like Apple Music and Spotify be giving them. Because if you did, you'd be able to find someone that's similar to your favorite problematic artist and easily be like, okay, I'm good. You get what I'm saying? But the thing is, people love to hold on to their favorite problematic artists because they truly feel like there's no one out there that's just as like them or that's better than them. And it's really interesting. It's actually like a fucking social experiment to me. Like, I really don't get it. I really don't. And trust me, like I said, I was boosting Doja Cat on my Insta story. Like, Say So, you get what I'm saying? Like, her live performance, was it Jimmy Fallon? It was a bop. It was cute. That's my shit. That's my shit. Not like that. And when like that, cannot repeat. Like, that was a bop. But is it a bop enough for me to keep playing it after the shit that she said and was caught doing? Not even that long ago. She was recently in those chat rooms. So it's not like she stopped and then people dug it up and that's it. This girl was literally on a fucking like roll with this shit until she got caught, until she got doxxed. And I already know her fans love being like, but y'all don't cancel black men. Y'all don't cancel problematic black men when they do problematic shit. Me, I do. Again, when I talk my shit, I can back it up. I can. I be calling out The Game, T.I., fucking Lil Duval, fucking Charlamagne the God, fucking you name it. All these problematic men in the industry, I call them out, and I still hold that them accountable, and I still don't fucking play their shit, and I still don't support them. So we can stop that. Fuck ASAP Rocky forever. Like, so we can stop fucking gaslighting and changing the subject and not being like, oh, let's not hold this person accountable because you do this or you do that, you do this. We could do multiple things at once. Again, Black folks, we are talented. We are smart. We are educated. We can do more than one thing at once, you know. We don't have to just focus on one thing and that's it. All right? So back to what I was saying. So if someone cheats on you, I don't know why I keep going back to this. But if someone cheats on you, it doesn't apply to me, but if someone cheats on you, right, and you catch them doing it, do you really believe that they would stop doing it if you didn't catch them? Right? If someone cheats on a test and they apologize for it, they don't apologize because, you know, like they were cheating and they didn't know that it was wrong. They apologize because they were caught. That's how it works. That's how entertainment is. The fact that people really look up to entertainers, not even worth being looked up to me, it's weird. It's so weird. It's so weird. The girl really said Doja Cat was her favorite artist. Not Whitney, not Mariah, not Aretha, not Prince, not Michael Jackson, not Janet, not even Janet. You know, none of these people that are truly, truly talented and have been, not Monica, not Brandy, not Chaka Khan. You know, no, like, ugh, what? Doja Cat, I guess, child. This generation is weird. Let me tell you something. People really be just taking anything, and then that's it. People don't challenge themselves. People don't challenge their taste. They don't challenge their taste buds. I challenge my taste buds every single day. I want better. I want to hear better. I want to hear more. I'm not even going to boost about the artists that I fucking talk about that are really, really good and talented and not problematic like that. The fact that people just take anything and just call it amazing. Like, they just call it amazing. And, like, that's it. There's no other way. They could say, someone could spit on you these days and people would be wiping that shit all over their face and being like, this is some fucking amazing facial. This shit just cleared my pores. This shit just cleared my pores. This bitch just spit in my face and it cleared my pores because her music is so good. It's so good. Oh, oh, the spit, it smells amazing. It smells like shit, but it just cleared my pores because the beat is so fucking amazing. Oh my God. Oh my God. That's what it's giving me. It's giving me very much that. And I just don't understand. I don't understand it. Just as much as I don't understand how people are walking out of their condos, apartments, and homes without a face mask. Just how I don't understand how people are partying at nightclubs and pool parties and shaking their asses and shit like that, knowing that the fucking numbers of people are dying are increasing. The numbers are increasing when it comes to COVID-19, and people don't give a fuck. People are dying. People are dying in the worst way. People are suffering. Let me tell you something. People are dying alone in hospitals. They don't have family. They can't have family members or their loved ones visiting them. People are dying. And you still got people being like, I don't give a fuck. I no longer want to be in the house. I don't want to be in the house anymore. I just can't. I can't. I got to pop my ass. I got to pop my pussy. I got to pop my pussy in a nightclub. I just must. I must. I must pop my pussy in a nightclub. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop my pussy in a nightclub. I'm going to invite people over at my crib to party to party with. I'm going to invite people over to party with. And we're just going to have a ball while there are people dying because people like you that are irresponsible, not wearing masks and not social distancing are fucking spreading the fucking shit around. Imagine that. Imagine that. People are dead ass being fuckless about what is going on. And Black folks are dying more than any other race, right? And guess what? I'm in Atlanta. I see so many Black folks, so many young Black folks out here partying and not wearing masks. White folks too. Don't get me wrong, white folks too, but I'm Black and I'm speaking on my community. I'm speaking on my people because that's who I'm dressing right now. And it really disappoints me. It really upsets me. It's really upsetting to see so many Black folks here in Atlanta not giving a fuck. And we haven't even reached, you know, the second wave. It's only going to get worse. I heard that after this weekend, we're going to go in lockdown again. You know, all the clubs and stuff are going to shut down and whatnot. And a lot of folks, again, people are going to be upset. Can you imagine that people are upset at the fact that, you know, that we're trying to protect ourselves, you know, to make sure that we can have a summer next year, that we can have a spring next year, that we might even have a little late winter, okay? No, people want their shit now and they don't care. They don't care about the longevity of the entire picture, right? Longevity. People don't care. People aren't patient. You get what I'm saying? People want things now. This is the generation of people wanting shit now. And as much as we have fast information, you would have thought otherwise. You would have thought otherwise. The numbers are there. The numbers are there. And people still don't give a fuck. So if people want to lay themselves to rest at an early age, if people want to kill their families off by bringing home, you get what I'm saying? If people want to bring home the virus to their grandparents and their great aunts and uncles and their cousins and their parents, oof, ignorant, absolutely ignorant. I can hear my dad saying right now, the nigga tree. You get what I'm saying? It's sad. It really is that a lot of us don't give a fuck about the safety of everyone. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. And I guess brunch, you know, brunch is important to a lot of folks. You get what I'm saying? Strip clubs are important to a lot of folks, you know, bowling and restaurants. And it's just like, y'all really can't just sit tight for a little bit, right? For the betterment of the whole fucking country. And then the longer we sit, right, the faster we can get out and do what we love. But people don't want to do that because they're deciding when it's over. You get what I'm saying? They're deciding when it's over. And that's not how any of this shit works. You can't decide because you're tired of sitting in a house that COVID-19 no longer exists. And COVID-19 reminded our asses, she came through and was like, bitch, you thought. We are in the middle of pretty much damn near a race war. We are fighting racism every fucking day, harder and harder. We are pushing laws. We are pushing to defund the police department across America. We are pushing so much, and people are more concerned about popping their puss and popping their ass and popping their penises into these asses at nightclubs. And I just, for the life of me, I just want the betterment. I just want people to be better. I just want people to be better. You know, like 702 saying, I don't really want to go. I don't really want to stay. But can we get it together? Get it together. I mean, can we? I don't know. Moving right along. We're going to talk about the Jada and I Will Love. Sir August Alsina got his ass on stage. And I think, what was it? Stage? It was some. He had an interview with Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club. And pretty much he said that he loves Jada. And, you know, for the past, you know, few years, her and him. Jada and him been having some type of relations, spiritually, maybe physically. Still don't know yet because I still don't have her side. So again, it's not up to what I believe necessarily happened between those two, but from what has been shown, them two have a connection. You know, she took him in after his mom passed away, and yeah, he was going through a lot, and Jada took him in, and, you know, he's been part of their family, the Smith family, for a while now, for at least well over 5 years, I believe. Pretty much he went into saying, you know, if he died tomorrow, you know, he would be content because, you know, he loved, he experienced it, and it was, you know, thanks to Jada. And now people are saying that they believe that him and Jada had sexual relations. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Bill Clinton style, you know. But according to him, they had something going on. And he said Will gave the green light that they can have their own thing. I do recall that Will actually has a side piece, and it's some white girl, some white model. I forget her name, but there's been a lot of proof and evidence indicating that, you know, pictures and all of him on vacation with this young white girl, a beautiful girl, and she's a model, I believe, with Jones. You know, she's a beautiful model. So he had some type of relations with some girl on the side. So it wouldn't be too surprising that they do have an arrangement in their marriage, or AKA, according to Jada, a partnership, a long lifetime partnership, where they just want to grow old with each other and raise their kids and just have a good time. That's cute. It's beautiful. I dig it. Whatever works for you works for me. Whatever floats your boat rocks mine. I just find it weird that all of a sudden he came out with this. His album, I believe, dropped June 26th. So I didn't listen to it. But if you have, feel free to let me know. And let me know what you guys think. I might listen to it before the year is out. only, you know, like a few songs of August. He's not really my type of, you know, artist that I usually would just play. You know, it was nice to see him, his little pink beanie hat and his Keisha Cole hair dye from you know, her first album, when she had that, you know, ombre, the little fiery ombre color. It was cute. But otherwise, you know, whatever they do, that's what they do. And, you know, Breonna Taylor still hasn't received her justice. And we need them fucking officers to be arrested immediately, like ASAP. I don't understand what the fuck is going on. It's still blowing my mind that, you know, no one has taken responsibility for her murder. But, you know, the media will switch things up really quick and make sure that you have attention onto something else that really is irrelevant, such as whatever they decide to do in their marriage and et cetera. But Jada will be going on her own show, her own talk show on Red Table Talk, and giving her side. She will be giving her side, and we'll see what she has to say, right? I don't know. We'll see what she says. But, you know, again, I like to make sure that I get all sides of the story and not just one person's perspective, because to me, it feels like something went wrong, right? He probably had a lot more feelings for her and he probably wanted more. And she's like, nah, I'm married. You know, remember what we got going on? Let's keep it there. And he probably felt some type of way. Who knows? Who knows? There can be a lot of things, you know, going on in between there. So let's not, you know, trash Jada because some people believe in what he says. You know, it's not up to me to believe what he says. I have to go with the facts. And right now I don't have them. But I can only just go off of what's in the media and talk about it. So hopefully, you know, when she gets on her show, she can talk about it. And I don't know if she's going to invite him on there or Will on there on her show or what. But from my perspective, somebody had a misunderstanding and a miscommunication going on. And yeah, so the fact that she denied it in public, her team denied it, that they did not have any type of sexual relations with each other. It's messy. It makes it messy because he got on, you know, a platform by having an interview with Angela Yee to talk about it. And she's now saying it didn't happen. So somebody's lying, or somebody pretty much misunderstood one or the other, right? So we'll see what happens. So up next, I'm going to answer some of the questions that you guys sent me on my Instagram. And by the way, for those who are listening and new and don't follow my Instagram page is smiley_adventures. And you can find that below in the info box. So let's get right into it. The idiot thought of 50 saying black women are always angry, and Lil Wayne agrees with a giggle in both. They're trash. Like, that's my thought. Like, they're just trash. Like,
Black women always being angry is such a fucking outdated, ignorant statement whenever Black women ever expresses their emotions or their pain or their concerns or any of that sort. We're always labeled as, this has been a generational like stereotype for a lot of fucking years. And Black women also use it. Again, you know, women can be misogynistic as well. So again, I've been labeled I was angry by men and women. And it's only because I'm passionate and I know what the fuck I'm talking about and I stand in my shit and I'm confident. Whenever a Black woman is confident in the shit that they believe in and speak on and don't care what you think, you're gonna always be labeled as being angry. So the louder you speak, the more confident you are. It's only an intimidation factor for those who can't receive it, for those who don't know what to do with it. So they just label you as being angry and bitter and you know, whatever. And let's not act like Lil Wayne isn't a colorist, all right? Lil Wayne he hates himself. I don't care what nobody says. That man hates himself. He hates Black women. And it is what it is. So 50 Cent also has some issues in that area. So I'm not even gonna go with it, you know, just misogyny all over that bitch. Fuck them. All right, next question. Asked me, did you hear Black cast members from Survivor saying the production was racist? No, I actually haven't. It doesn't shock me because you don't really see that many Black people on Survivor anyway. Yeah, a lot of production companies are racist, and I would know. Like, I would know. I worked for many production companies, and I was always the only Black girl there, you know. Not saying that's because they're racist, that I was the only Black girl on set, but it doesn't surprise me either. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we should make our own fucking Survivor show, whatever. And keep it moving. You know what I mean? Let's do our own shit. If that's how it's going to be, let's make our own version of Survivor if the production for Survivor is going to be racist. So, what else? What made you want to get into podcasting and come back to DC so we can meet? Hey, I love DC. I love, 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 love DC. Like, DC is one of my favorite cities. Like, period. I love the culture. It's live all the time. People are mad cool and mad welcoming. I love DC and I love DC culture. Like, I love the food scene. I love the music. I love go-go music. Yeah, DC is a shit. Yeah, podcasting, because I don't know, like a lot of people always, I guess, cared about my thoughts. Like, based off of my Insta stories, like the messages I get in response to like some of my thoughts, like people care. My Insta stories get an average view between 1,200 and 2,000 views per story. So clearly I'm doing something right. I guess people care, you know? So yeah. And I love talking. I love giving my thoughts. I love, you know, speaking my mind, you know? I was never that way. I was actually an introvert growing up, and I became a social butterfly. Like, I'm really confident now more than ever in my life, and you know, I know, like I said, I know a lot of people aren't going to agree with what I say, and I know a lot of people will, but you know, my voice, my opinions, my thoughts, my concerns matter as well. So you know, I really appreciate all the love I get in my Insta stories and also my YouTube channel and also my page period on Instagram and also on Twitter. When I was pretty, you know, popping on Twitter before my page got deleted and before I was banned, you know, I used to say what I wanted to say and a lot of people would retweet and like what I have to say. And, you know, sometimes I give my own perspective that sometimes isn't really heard of or that's not really popular when it comes to media. Again, I'm an Aquarius. I go against the grain. I don't necessarily always, you know, go with what everyone typically find to be trending. You know what I mean? Like, the best two examples I can think of right now are Megan Thee Stallion and Tinashe. Those two Aquarius are like like my top fave because they don't give a crap about what no one thinks about them. They do their own thing and they're just them. And they're educated, they're smart, they're independent, they're hardworking as hell. You know, they create what they love and what they want to hear. You know what I mean? They don't care what anybody else think about them and the hate that they get. They keep going. Actually, the hate makes them stronger. It makes them bad ass chicks, and I love them, and I love them for that. So they're my inspo when it comes to Aquarius energy, because let me tell you something, Megan Thee Stallion especially is just like, here it is, you can take it or leave it, but this is still me, so bye. I typically like to make fun of trends or I just ignore it, you get what I'm saying? Like, I posted the Action Mindset story how Aquarius be like, We either make fun of the trends, the mediocrity, or we just ignore it and just do our own shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go with the typical everyday, you know, opinions and views on shit. Clearly, you see how I feel about, you know, people's favorite artists and, you know, yeah, like that's a great example, aka Doja Cat that I just mentioned in the segment. I'm pretty sure a lot of people that follow me love her and support her, and that's cool. But again, Smiley said on her page, she don't fuck with her. Yeah. You know, this is what the channel is about. Smiley said, this is just simply my thoughts, my opinions, my views, and my likes, and my dislikes, et cetera, et cetera. And again, I know not everyone's going to like it. Not everyone's going to agree with, you know, my taste, et cetera, and how I talk about things and how I view things. But hey, I like I said, like Yonla said, call a thing a thing. And that's what I try to do. I just see something and I you know, examine it, I observe it, and I take it in, and then I just give my thoughts on it. So yeah, also your stance, I don't want to say people's names because I don't want to like put your names and stuff on, you know, on there, so I'm not going to mention your names because I don't have permission to use you guys usernames, so I'm just gonna state the questions and then I'm going to answer them. Also, your stance on Latinos using the N-word in slang, not racist terms. If you're not an Afro-Latinx, you cannot say the word nigga. That's it. If you're a white Latinx, you're not Afro-Latinx. If you're not black, period. And I said this again, being black is not being a POC necessarily, right? So if you know you don't have black parents, if you know you're not black, don't say the word nigga because it don't belong to you. You know what I'm saying? It's just a respect thing. It doesn't mean that necessarily you're racist. That's not the problem. The problem is it's not part of your culture, right? So you can't really, you know what I mean? Like say a term that doesn't belong to you, right? I'm black. I can't say other terms that belong to a different group of ethnicity or race that doesn't belong to me and then say, well, I didn't mean it in a racist way. It doesn't belong to me. It's not up to me if I believe that it's racist or not. If that person or that group of people say it's not cool, then it's simply not cool. There's no debating it. There's no arguing with it. You just can't say it. And the thing is, there's a lot of people that aren't black that so badly want to say the word. And I just wonder why. You know what I'm saying? If it's been explained over and over again, you know what I mean? Like why a non-black person of color, you know, or a white person can't say it. And the question always is like, why? We say it all the time, why? It doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Like how the person feels. If the person's telling you, I don't like that shit, then just take it and leave it. There's plenty of other terms to use, you get what I'm saying? That belongs to you and your ethnic group or your race that you can just use. But when it comes to our stuff, for some reason, you know what I mean? Like that word just bothers people that they can't use it. And it's just one word. One word out of a trillion amount of words that you can use. And for some reason, the word nigga is something that people just love to use. And, you know, sometimes people got to question why that is. Why they got to question themselves why they want to use a word that doesn't belong to them so badly, you know? So yeah, if you're an Afro-Latinx, feel free. You're black. If you're not an Afro-Latinx, you cannot. Top three things that bring you happiness and the latter top three that makes you sad. Loved ones. I'll put my loved ones as being number one. I put traveling to be number two. And I put film, whether it's me being a videographer or the entertainment industry, period, right? So my career is in entertainment. I'm a videographer, a cinematographer, an editor. So as a whole, media. So loved ones, traveling, and media are my top three things that make me happy. And top three things that make me sad is being taken advantage of, because I am a really giving person. I'm an empath, so I'm naturally a nice person. When it comes to just people in general, like, I always smile and say hi back and greet people in passing that I don't know. I hold the elevator for people. I'm really considerate of other people. You know what I mean? Like, I return my shopping cart, you know, back into the store, so it's not like, you know, potentially going to hit another car, because I don't, you know, believe in being lazy. I'm really thoughtful. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm always considerate of my space and other people. So it sucks when I'm taken advantage of in that sense. Number two, that makes me sad. Bigotry, hatred just makes me sad. You know, the fact that people just hate people for who they are, regardless of your race, sex, gender, orientation, your religion, anything, like, things that people can't help. I don't understand how people can hate and express their hate for other people because simply of who they are. And I always fight that. And I will always fight for equality, period, in all forms, you know. Love is an amazing thing. And a lot of people miss out on that because they just have so much hatred in their hearts. And it's sad that, you know, some people die being hatred, you know. Some people will literally die being having hate in their hearts, and it's sad. And number three, number three things that make me sad. The fact that there are the fact that there are billionaires in the world, and the fact that there are also poor people. Like, the fact that the rich gets richer and the poor gets poorer. Again, I'm anti-capitalism, so there should be no people that are starving and homeless if there are people that are billionaires. So that makes me sad that there are people that are homeless and, you know, can't have a warm meal at night or when they wake up in the morning, while there are people that are just wiping their asses with money, right? So if that can change, if all three of those things can change, I will be a little bit more happier. But there's a lot of shit that I don't like in this world. But, you know, it is what it is. So, how do you set and keep boundaries? Well, typically I let it be known, like, whether it's like meeting new friends or dating, or even a family, you know, in my family, I simply say, like, hey, I don't like this and I don't like that, and this is why, you know. And if someone can't respect that, then that means they had intentions on breaking those boundaries anyway, right? I'm never afraid to state what I want. I'm never afraid to say what it is that I need or want from someone. And if you feel like you can't speak up and say what you want, or you don't like something, or you don't like when someone does something, then you need to question why you're in any form of relations with that person, right? If you can't be comfortable to speak your mind and say to someone, like, I don't like that because it makes me feel this way, and if they still disregard you and disregard your emotions and feelings, dump that person. Like, get rid of them. Or stop communicating with that person because they're toxic. You don't need them, right? Because anyone that cares for you will respect your boundaries. They will respect your needs and wants and desires and your goals. And they will, you know, work towards that. They won't dismiss you. You know, people that will dismiss your emotions and your feelings and your thoughts aren't meant for you. You need to get rid of them, period. Because you need to understand that what you say is what the fuck you meant. And if that person can't respect that, they were going to break those boundaries anyways, or else they would have just simply respected it. They're not going to question it. They're not going to argue with you about your boundaries. So don't ever argue with someone about your boundaries and your limits, because they're yours, right? People need to get with it or get the fuck lost and keep it moving until you find a better friend or a better partner that can respect exactly what the fuck you want and mean it. And that's how you're going to have a happy, successful, you know what I mean, relationship or friendship or a healthy relationship with your family members, because you shouldn't go in this world by feeling like you can't be yourself and you can't have your limitations respected, you know, because that's your entire existence. That's your entity. You know, that's your well-being. That's your mental health. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't neglect your mental health because you're trying to impress or voucher for someone else's comfortability, right? If someone's uncomfortable with your boundaries, you got to let them go if they can't, you know, understand it. Period. Period. So at 28 years old, I'm going to say what I want. And if you can't get with it, then you, it is what it is. Bye. You know what I'm saying? God bless you. Have a good life and keep it moving. Don't look back. Don't let their narcissism or their selfishness get back into your life by saying or downplaying your boundaries. Don't let nobody ever fucking downplay your boundaries. That's gaslighting and it's toxic. Let them go. Period. Could you give thoughts on kids returning back to school and Kanye West running for president? Number one, sure. Kanye West is not going to run for president. It's too late. It's too late for him to become a candidate for a lot of states in this country. So that's not happening. Again, that man is a fucking crazy fool. He said this before and I laughed. I laughed at him. You know, the man is a capitalist, narcissistic fucking douchebag. I can't stand that man. I'm definitely not fucking with his wife either. I don't fuck with Kim Kardashian. I don't give a fuck about her. And I don't give a fuck about them, period. Period. The Kardashians, I don't care. Like, I got too much awesomeness going in my life and cheering on other people and uplifting other Black people to be fucking worried about that fool and his narcissism and his fucking chaos of his ideas. You know what I mean? That man hasn't been right for years, and I don't think he ever will be right. Because to him, having a lot of power is, you know, that makes him who he is, and he loves it, and he doesn't give a fuck about anybody else. So fuck Kanye West forever. And what I think about kids going back to school, at this point, definitely it's looking like a nah. It's looking like a nah because, again, we can't keep our asses at home. You know, we can't keep our behinds at home. So unfortunately, our babies, the children that should be part of the future, in order for them to be a part of the future, they got to stay home and safe because these adults are roaming the streets wild. They are running the streets wild. I just can't. Again, they're ruining it for everybody, you know? I know my parents out there need a break. I know my parents out there need their kids to go back to school so they can live their lives and do what they need to do in the daytime. You know what I'm saying? But by the way these adults are acting, it ain't happening. It's not looking good. It ain't looking good. Again, we didn't even get our second wave of, you know, COVID-19 yet. And it's already bad. You know what I mean? So it's only going to get worse before it gets better. And I'm just keeping an eye out on it. I'm staying inside. I've been staying inside for the most part since March. Like, I haven't really done anything, but besides going to the grocery store, CVS, the gas station, the liquor store, and I went to IKEA once. But I had my mask on. They were practicing social distancing in the store. And, other than that, no. We can't risk that. You know, other countries around the globe are doing just fine because they listen. We're hard-headed out here in these streets. We're hard-headed. So it's not looking good for us, but we'll see, you guys. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, that's it. A lot of people didn't have too many questions right now, or probably, again, was... Instagram and the algorithm is crazy. So I don't know. But anyways, I'm good for the night. And also I wanted to lastly say that fuck Terry Crews again, aka the king of respectability politics, the Negro gatekeeper to his palace, filled with nice things from his white masters that holds his career in their hands. By all means, Terry Coon is one of the most shameful black men in Hollywood right now by default. That man literally just comes out of the woodwork offering up his ignorance that nobody asks for on Twitter every few weeks at this point. It used to be like every 3 months, but now it's becoming more frequent that this man just can't keep his fucking mouth shut. I'm so mad at the fact that he played John Henry, for crying out loud. And for those who don't remember or don't know, John Henry was a black folktale that has been in our beloved black American hearts for a very long time. Where it's about a black working man's struggle against white industrialists, and it turned into a movie recently about what about black on black crime type of film in the hood, by the way, which was even worse. I don't even know why you know, the movie was created. I still to this day I'm baffled. And Ludacris, I don't even know why that man was in the movie. I don't even know why he signed up to participate in such foolery. It was pretty much like a Walking Tall mixed with like Menace to Society. It was like a mixture of the movie Belly and RoboCop at once. It was giving me very much like Beverly Hills Cop and Boys in the Hood together at once. Like, it's such a horrible film. Yeah, the movie's insulting as fuck. So fuck Terry Crews and his fucking coonery and bigotry of fucking, and just fuck him. Fuck him. That man is gone and I don't give a fuck about that man. So this will probably be the last time I talk about that man. Seriously, I don't like him at all. And there it is for those who fucking have a problem with me fucking calling out problematic biracial women. AKA Doja Cat. There's your fucking black man for the night. All right, so I'll catch you guys sometime either this week if I decide to just pop in, and but if not, you guys will catch me on Monday nights, and I'll see you guys next week. So be careful out here, wear your mask, don't be popping your puss in your butt in nightclubs. All right, don't pop your butt in my Yonla Vanzant voice when she was on her show Fix My Life. pop my butt. I gotta get the sound bite to that one of these days. But yeah, I'll catch you guys next week. In the meantime, peace, love, and happiness.